1071 CJCSFM. Good morning. I'm Jamie Caudill. We've got lots happening at Stratford Public Library, and joining us in studio is the Community Engagement Supervisor, Brandy Gillette, joins us with lots to talk about, lots happening, as always, at Stratford Public Library. Brandy, it's wonderful to see you.
Hi, Jamie. Thanks for having me.
Thanks for coming in. So let's talk about, and the great thing is we're going to be checking in from time to time with you with everything that's going on at Stratford Public Library, but let's focus on maybe something that people don't know about in terms of, if you will, with the Stratford Public Library. We're talking about the Library of Things, because there's lots of things happening at Stratford Public Library. What would you like to spotlight here?
Really, Jamie, the Library of Things is an a collection, as you said, of an amazing selection of unique items. And these are items that people probably don't even realize that libraries carry. We are certainly more than books. So our Library of Things is a collection of different things. There's outdoor and leisure kits, there's lendable technology, games and puzzles, education tools, and all things are available with your library card.
See, that's the beauty of it with Stratford Public Library. So maybe if we can, let's break this down a little bit. Outdoor and leisure, what would you like to spotlight there?
I think, there's so many things, I just love it all. I would say one of my, not my personal favorites, but one that we do see a lot of use, certainly over the summer, are our Wonder Pass collection. So these are passes. There's Ontario Parks, Provincial Parks passes. There are passes to the Upper Thames Conservation. We have Gallery Stratford passes. We have Lions Pool passes. Yeah. So these are all different types of outdoor and leisure passes that are lendable with the library card. We have bird watching kits if you're a birder, that have binoculars and informational books on birding. We have walking poles for mobility and those types of things, as well as our seed library, which is really popular in the spring and I would say February, when people start growing their outdoor vegetables.
See, that's awesome right there. I had no idea so many passes were available at Stratford Public Library. That's great access. So there you go. So that's just a sample. Lendable tech. So we're talking technology now.
We are talking technology. And this is a great way, our lendable tech items, Jamie, is a really great way for people to discover new technology without the financial burden of that or the financial investment. So these are things that are you would find in our makerspace, really. Mm-hmm.
That makerspace is unbelievable.
Really,
it's incredible.
It really, really is. So we have drawing tablets. We have gimbals. We have projectors. We have mobile hotspots for people that don't have access to the internet. Or if you're going away to your cottage or going away on holiday and you don't know what sort of access you have, you can borrow a mobile hotspot.
Wow.
We have other lendable technology would be our CO2 monitor kits to help you monitor carbon monoxide or energy power use within your home. So there's a lot of different lendable tech that's available.
Wow, that's amazing. Again, certainly with Stratford Public Library, I feel always on kind of that cutting edge of technology, or really embracing the new technology. So there's a sample right there. So let's talk about, I think this one's kind of self-explanatory, but maybe games and puzzles.
Games and puzzles. We have a really growing collection of jigsaw puzzles and games. Again, these would be new games or new puzzles. Again, maybe not accessible to everybody, but you can come in and borrow them with your library card. And there's it's a decent collection for children, for adults, for anybody to have some fun with games and puzzles.
Yeah, and that's the thing. Sometimes with puzzles, we think, oh, you know, anybody's got access to puzzles or we sort of think, oh, puzzles. People love puzzles. They really do.
They really do. And I should say, too, that it isn't also just your traditional games or puzzles. We have video games.
Yeah.
We have our Launchpad collection, which we launched last year. And these are devices. Think of something along the lines of an iPad, but they're fully loaded with all sorts of different games, Scrabble and Pictionary, and each one is themed. So there's different themes. And so this is just a tablet that you come in and borrow, and it's preloaded with all sorts of online games and things that you can play.
So there you go. That's awesome. And we've got also, of course, a very big component of Stratford Public Library's education.
Yes, education, Jamie. So some of our non-traditional items in terms of education that we borrow, we have moccasin identifier kits. We have Charter of Rights kits, as well as portable reader and games pads. And these, again, are all available with your library card. The moccasin identifier kit is a really unique kit. Available to help individuals learn more about the treaty lands that we all live on. And charter rights kits are to learn about the Charter of Rights and Freedoms for individuals. And then we have reader and game pads as well.
There you go. There's so much. This is just a sample of the library of things, if you will, that's happening with Stratford Public Library. That's awesome. And while we have you here, I know, let's do a shout out. You have a very special event that's coming up on Friday. We chatted with Heather Lister just recently about it. This is the library happy hour that's happening on Friday, a 19 plus event, but a very special guest on hand.
So we have Bette Reynolds is joining us. Rappin' Granny, as she's known, and it's currently full.
So there you go.
Just this morning, we realized that we are at capacity, but there is a waiting list. If people are wanting to potentially have the opportunity to come out, because these have been a really, really fun thing for us to do this summer.
Yeah, it's like a happy hour at the library.
It is. Yeah. Absolutely. After hours, Friday night, just tons of fun.
Yeah, so there'll be more coming up. But again, if you caught her on The Voice UK, this is Stuart Reynolds' mom, Bette Reynolds. And so this is a great opportunity not to be missed. Yeah. Anything else on the go, Brandy? Or just reach out with the library for more details?
Sure, yeah. You can come and visit us in person. You can sign up for our e-newsletter online, which is SPL.com/library/newsletter.
There you go.
We also have downloadable copies of our newsletter as well online. But I should mention one thing that we do have coming up starting next week is our ever popular multiverse.
Okay.
And this is sort of how we finish off the summer. It's 2 weeks of creativity and fun. But this year, we have partnered with the Provocation Festival.
Right.
Yes. And so this year's theme is Constructing Futures, and it's a maker multiverse, and it's a drop-in event, and it's intended to build an interactive and large-scale model of our local landscape and cityscape. So we're really, really excited about being able to build a 3D dimensional version of our city and what we hope our city will be in the future.
That's going to be very cool. It so yes, be. And the Provocation Festival too. There's lots going on. Yeah. Stratford Public Library, Brandy Gillette with all of the details. Brandy, thanks so much, and we will chat again soon.
Thanks, Jamie.